They didn't build a really stable receiver, though, until the SX-115. And I use that station, although I haven't, because I want to sell it now. It's just pristine. And I'm just not up to... Japan Radio. So,
I imagine...
Okay, with that, I'm in the same situation here, so... So I guess we'll call you KL4 Oscar Bravo Heavy, huh? Yeah, we're a multi station here, so we have stations on all bands 160 through 10, and I'm one of the 20 meter guys here. My home call is K1AR, and come here a lot.
Oh, roger that, sounds good. We'll just now let you go, and wonderful talking to you. This is for K3LO, this is KL4OB, and 73 to you.
Okay, great, and the station owner's TIM, and my name is John. Hey, great to work you, and congratulations. I'm thrilled and happy you could get cooking.
595.
Hola, 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 hola. Hola, 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 hola. Hola, hola.
Security X from K3 Lima Radio. What does that do?
K5 Tango Radio.
Security X, K3 Lima Radio, Kilo 3 Lima Radio, calling DX, over.
DX?
Or anybody.
K5TR.
K5TR, let's see, K5TR. This is K3LR, the name is Tim, that's Japan Oscar Hotel November, go ahead.
Roger, John.
By the way, I expected something different from you. Like or something.
Well, that's your game. That's not my game. I just answer that.
Yeah, but it's not. I share.
I hope not. It'll just be really confusing for me.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of messy, too, you know? You have to refine it, or you're wiping the mic all weekend. All right. What are you doing? Are you a multi something or other?
Multi radio.
Oh, multi radio. Well, I'm alpha radio.
I'm gonna do two radio. I'm gonna do single op. I think I'm gonna go assisted. You know, just like you, so that I can have fun.
Yeah, the single op walker category.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, and walking you will probably do much of the weekend.
I know. I keep thinking about it. It's like if I lived on the East Coast, maybe I would.
Well, first of all, yeah, you would, and secondly, you don't live there anyway.
Exactly.
Well, if you need Pennsylvania, we're there for you, okay?
Well, I'll call you early and often.
Oh, please. And we might even pass you.
Well, I'm sure those guys on 10 meters will need some company.
Or pass you by, maybe that's more accurate.
Well, your boys on 10 meters probably need some company.
Oh, man. There's got to be some special award for that.
Yeah, it's tough. Like the CW weekend, it was pretty clear that even on 15, it was painful for the guys. I mean, at least it wasn't that painful down here.
Yeah, it was, well, with the AR dipole, it was horrible on 15, so I just, I was listening to ZD, and I couldn't even hear most of the guys that were calling them.
mean, during the peak of the cycle, you know, guys like that are 40 over, and I'm like, you know, 20 over, but I'm still 20 over. That's why it works, you know?
Oh, I know. But when they're at the noise level.
Yeah, they're like not at the noise level here, so. Anyway, I'll stop my whining. All right, man, go get them. Hope you hang in there. All right, 73.
Have fun, and, I don't know, this frequency is pretty coveted, I hear, right?
Well, becoming less so. I don't think people care anymore. I mean, it increasingly really kind of doesn't matter, especially in this contest, you know, if you're here, channel 2 or 3 or 4, you know, it's all the same.
Just a rumor that it's coveted.
Well, on CW, it definitely doesn't matter. Everybody gets spotted all the time, no matter where you are.
Yeah, exactly, so. All right, good. We'll see you later, OM73.
See you. K1AR, K5TR.
See ya. All right, QRZ, K3 London Radio, Kilo 3 London Radio, NEDX, over. CQ, CQDX, CQDX, Kilowatt 3 London Radio, Kilowatt 3 Lima Radio, calling DX, over. CQDX, CQDX.
As I can get away with.
You burned out from CW?
Yeah, I have to be honest. I got a lot of stuff going on from work and trying to get ready for moving this summer.
Yeah, it's a big job. So you're going, you're going mainland, right?
Yeah, I'm going to Mobile, Alabama.
Ah, that's good. That's a nice place.
Yeah, looking forward to it. We actually are in a contract to buy a house, which is a lot of the stress I'm dealing with right now.
Good deal. Good. Hey, good luck in the contest. I'm going butt to the wall here.
Yeah, I figure you're gonna come out ahead of us. Just so you know, if you want to peek, whether it's, you know, you want to or not, we're gonna have a live scoring going weekend. We just got 4 ops. I'm gonna be here tonight, and I'll be here on Sunday, and then the usual guys will be here. W0CN here also this weekend.
Oh, good. I'll tell you what, you'll be well.
Yeah, that's the plan. So I imagine you're going to smoke us without the band restrictions, you know, the QSY rule and stuff. But, conditioned low band should be pretty good.
Yeah, well, check out 10 meters. I knocked off about 35 stations today on 10.
Yeah, I saw that. But you know what? 2 weekends ago, you guys were working, like, stuff on the East Coast, I think, that we did not even hear a sniff of. We had nothing of that.
Yeah, I wonder if that's a function of being further north and or being further west.
I think it has a function of both of that, but I'm not going to say that, and you won't get me to own up to that because I don't want to sound like KQ2M or another one of those guys.
Yeah, Mr. Appliance, right?
Yeah, well, from a standpoint of, I think there is definitely a difference being a couple hundred miles. You know, you see it between K3LR and W3LPL. I think there is a difference there between us and you guys, and it may even have benefited us against our head-to-head with Lloyd, with us having a little bit of an advantage on the low bands where they had an advantage on the high bands, and it favored us where the conditions are. So I think there is a difference. I think it's slight, but especially 10 meters. Even last year, CQ Worldwide, CW, the guy down at Lloyd Station was just running guys we couldn't hear.
Yeah, well, I'm exactly at 20 degrees. I'm about 2 or 3 miles south of 20 degrees. You were about 22?
You got me. I imagine so.
Yeah, well, yeah, it makes a difference. There's a difference between being in the Keys and up in North Florida. I know that's a difference.
Yeah, I mean, it may be slight, but we've got 10-meter stack issues, too. We got a broken stack match, and we're using, like, a single 5-element. I think this time of the sunspot cycle, and I told Alex that, you know, it's not my money, but you might do better with, like, a real long boom 10-meter beam up high, just pointed stateside. You know, I think you have an advantage over lower gain antennas in a stack configuration.
Yeah, Yeah, well, I've got the 8/8/8, and I still Lloyd beeping. Is it on 1T5 and 7 in Hawaii? No, it sounds clear as a whistle. All right, 73. Okay, I'm gonna head on down to 20, find a parking spot.
Okay, yeah, I think Dan's getting ready to go start up down there too, and I'm sure we'll run into each other a couple times this weekend. Good luck, Bill, and again, we'll have the live scoring going if you want to see how you're doing.
Yeah, okay, that's cool. I'm going to be so busy, hopefully, I'd like to make it about a 130 average, out of the contest, so I'm going to be kind of busy, I hope.
Yeah, well, hopefully conditions allow for that, so yeah, good luck. See you around, KH7XS, KH6J.
K6J, K7XS, Aloha.
Hi,
you. K6J. Yeah, was that TR call me? I'm 5.
Yeah, you're about a 5x6 here off the back of the antenna, and also K5TR called in on frequency also. Very good, very clear here, off the back of the antenna, no problem copying you, clean audio.
Okay, I'll stop waiting, thanks very much.
73 Graham, have fun if you're going to be playing around in the contest. K5PR, KH6J.
K5PR, Graham, you're going to have to look here at the top of the APA.
Just trying to figure out this 7610 and make it work on sideband.
Okay.
But yeah, just trying to, like I told Fred, K6IJ, just trying to do the least amount I have to do this weekend. I'm just going to sit here and scan the bands, find multipliers for the guys that are really doing the contest to maybe switch bands and chase them. Yeah, I think it's like the Pro, the replacement to the Pro 3. It's an SDR radio. N6MJ and I both have one. I think Dan's got two now, actually, to evaluate down in Cayman Islands. I'm bringing this with me to Germany this summer. Yeah, I mean, I don't have a 7300 to compare, but the people I've talked to have said that it's got, it's got a bigger radio. It's not a 7851, but it's like one step down, and it looks like it may be a good replacement for the FT1000 MPs that they have here that are getting a little crotchety, but we'll see. Alex has been playing around with it a little bit also, so, yeah, you're going to be single up? Okay, well, should be fun, at least on the low bands. It sounds like it's pretty quiet. I don't know if, I don't know how much is going to be on, 15 and 10, but it's probably similar to 2 weeks ago. Yeah, hopefully you guys get some good European runs, and it's not like that S0 buzz of nothing. Maybe it would make a little bit of a difference. It doesn't seem to have, but I think things will calm down enough that, solar-wise, that things will be pretty good.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, the biggest thing here was, the sun starts in the band pauses, and of course that happens, working European 115, sun starts in the band pauses.
Yeah, you gotta make it work while you can, right?
Yeah.
Sounds like everything's working. Good luck this weekend. Have fun, and see you around. K5TR, K86J.
Thank you.
Alpha.
Papa X-ray 2 America, contact. Secure contact, Papa X-ray 2 Alpha. Papa X-ray 2 America, contact. 07? Kilo 7 Zulu Sugar, you're 590 kilo. Papa X-ray 2 Alpha, contact.
Tiger,
I Tango Ray, you're 590 Kilo 5 Tango Ray, you're 59 kilo. Papa X-ray 2 Alpha.
Contact.
Zulu Victor 2 Charlie, Zulu Victor 2 Charlie, contact.
Kilo 5 Tango Radio, 59100.
Thank you, Zulu Victor 2 Charlie, contact. Zulu Victor 2 Charlie, Zulu Victor 2 Charlie, contact. Zulu Victor 2 Charlie, Zulu.